Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast, where we hope to inspire you to dream bigger, empower you to take charge of your own life, and challenge you to be your most authentic self. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin. Welcome back, guys. We have a guest in studio today. And as a reminder, if you've been listening to the podcast, we've kind of been talking about reinventing yourself this year and the different things that might go along with that. Getting your finances in order, getting your nutrition in order. And today we're going to talk about getting your exercise habits in order because we have a personal trainer with us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We want to welcome Justin White. And Justin, we're going to open up with you telling us exactly who you are, how you got into this business, and what you do on a daily basis, who you work for.
Okay. So I would say my fitness enthusiasm probably began back in high school. So I was a swimmer full-time in high school, both in the off-season and during the season of school. So in the off-season, I would swim at Missouri State through their program. And then in high school, I swam just the regular league swimming.
Right.
And so that's where my true like discipline and passion came from for fitness.
You got to be disciplined for that.
Exactly, a lot. So I had to get up in the morning and swim before school, and then we had to swim after school. So it was a lot, like 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And so after that, once I was done in high school, I didn't continue in college. And so I was like, I have to do something else. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know where to start, which we can kind of go into later as far as like new beginnings and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So whenever I first got out, I was like, I kind of want to try weightlifting, but it was so intimidating. And I was like, I don't know where to start or how to even begin this process. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine at the time was like, why don't you come with me? And so I was like, okay, I'll try it out. So we went to Planet Fitness of all places.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I first started there, I mean, it was 10 bucks a month. And I was like, okay, I can afford that as a poor high schooler.
Right,
you know, it's like, I can actually make that work. And so whenever we went there, I had no idea what I was doing, no clue on any of the equipment. You walk in and you see everything. And
yes.
Like, this is a whole foreign land to me.
Yes.
And so he kind of showed me the ropes. And I was like, I remember making a note at that time, like, I really enjoy the idea of showing someone else how to do this as well. And so that kind of planted the seed as far as where I would go in life later on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so whenever I first started with him, it was very intimidating. He showed me how to do everything, probably wrong now looking back, but now I know a little bit more than I did then.
Yeah.
And so after he showed me the ropes, I was like, I fell in love with weightlifting and it was a whole new world to me and I loved it. And then after working out there for a while, I went into the Coast Guard for 4 years.
Okay.
And while I was in, I kind of helped some other people who had never gone to the gym before do the exact same thing. Probably again, showing them the wrong way how to do things because I wasn't certified yet, but we made it work. And then that kind of planted the seed further. It's like, I want to do this forever. And so once I got out of the Coast Guard after 4 years, I was like, I think I want to be a personal trainer. And they had a program in the Coast Guard that they would actually pay for me to do it. And so I got my certification while I was in. And then I've been doing it ever since after I got out.
Awesome.
So that's what's kind of led me to this point now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to pass it on to other people and bring that passion to it because I love it so much.
Yeah. That's great. You mentioned that you were intimidated when you first started to work out. I feel like a lot of people are intimidated to start at a new gym or just start any type of new exercise program.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about what happens when they walk into AYB that might be a little different that maybe will help them feel more comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a full staff of personal trainers. So everybody that works at that gym is either a registered dietitian or a personal trainer, or they're both.
Okay.
And they can have even more certifications than that. So whenever you first come in, if you're very intimidated, we always have welcoming trainers there that will make sure you feel at ease. Especially in that kind of group class environment, that can be a little scary too, especially around other people that have been doing it maybe for years or months or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're very experienced, but that's a really good thing because oftentimes we'll pair you with somebody that's been doing it a while, and that accountability partner and someone to walk you through it is very helpful.
Yeah.
And we are there during the entire class to make sure that you feel comfortable as well.
Okay.
So if you forget what one of the movements are, we're going to show you exactly what it is, do it with you oftentimes to make sure you're doing it the right way.
Right.
So that often puts people at ease.
Yeah.
But that welcoming environment is very important because if you walk into just a big box gym and you see it and you're like, I have no idea what's going on.
It's
like a
very
whole other land. Yes.
Yeah.
Especially when you see people that have been doing it for years and they're these huge guys, you know, you're like, I don't know if this is like the right place for me.
Exactly.
So yeah, you have to kind of go one step at a time.
Yeah.
So somebody decides they're going to get their workout body back.
Mm-hmm.
They set up an appointment, and do you guys do consults to begin with? Like if I went that route and called for a consult versus just walking in the door one day. Mm-hmm. What do you do with that person that walks in and really doesn't know what they need? They know they need something.
Mm-hmm. So the very first thing I ever do with a training client is we'll do either a 30 or a 45 minute session typically, because that's about the sweet spot for a very first session.
Got it.
So I'll go through like a list of questions with them, like previous exercise history, mm-hmm. what worked in a routine and what didn't for you. Mm-hmm. And then do you have any injuries or exercises that you just can't do? And so we'll go over this small little list of things, and they'll fill out paperwork that goes over their entire history as well. That way we can know if they have any kind of contraindications or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so whenever they first come in, I'll have them do what's called an overhead squat assessment. Mm-hmm. So you just put your hands over your head and we tell them to squat. And we don't give them any more instruction than that, because we want to see exactly how they shift their hips, exactly mm-hmm. where they place their feet. And that's the stuff we know we need to work on. Mm-hmm. So there's not anything wrong about it. We're not saying like, oh, you did that wrong. We're just going to say, here's what we're going to work on. Mm-hmm. And so then you just start that process and slowly build up.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yep. So it's very simple at first. We're not going to throw you under 100 pounds on the bar or anything like that on your first session. We're going to see that you know how to squat well or deadlift well or whatever the exercise may be, and try and get an idea of weight-wise where you're going to be at on some of those exercises.
Yeah.
Yep.
And would you try to, do you find yourself trying to get people to join classes? Is that good for everybody? Or can you tell the difference between, you know, Angie and I, if one of us would flourish on our own, mm-hmm. just in the open gym?
Yeah, it kind of depends. It's very situational.
Yeah.
So, as a trainer, you learn how to kind of detect that as you get better and better at your job.
Yeah.
You can kind of see where people are at as they first come in. And over the first couple of weeks in their training or whatever they decide to do, you can kind of see where they're at as far as like their fitness journey.
Yeah.
So if they're very advanced, you might say, hey, you could probably thrive in some of these classes. Mm-hmm. Or if they need a little more work before they go in there, or if they're very intimidated by the environment still, you can say, okay, we're going to spend a little more time together before you go on to try something on your own.
Okay.
But my very first client at AYB, he started with me and we did 2 months together. And I was like, okay, we're going to keep doing these training sessions, slowly build yourself up. Then he was like, I think I want to try it on my own. And I was like, go try a strength class. And he's been doing it ever since for like 2 years.
That's
so it's been
example.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So someone who I've worked with a personal trainer before, and one thing that I really liked is the accountability of it.
Yeah.
I'm meeting with that person. What do you generally recommend? Is it a weekly meeting or a
yes.
couple of,
okay. So if you can, I mean, definitely weekly. Mm-hmm. And then as far as how many times during the week, mm-hmm. it depends on their fitness level. So mm-hmm. if they've been doing it for a while and they feel fairly comfortable, I'm going to say probably 2 to 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. If they are just starting out and they were coming in completely sedentary, you haven't worked out in years or something mm-hmm. like that, then we're going to start off maybe 1 or 2 days a week. And mm-hmm. more importantly, the session length. So 30 minutes is the minimum that we offer, then 45, and then an hour.
Okay.
Each of those kind of gets a little more difficult. 30 minutes, I feel like, is almost too short because you kind of have to fit everything in really quick.
Sure.
And if you're only coming in 1 to 2 days a week, it's hard to hit all your muscle groups in that short little window.
Yeah.
45 is kind of that perfect amount. And then an hour sometimes feels like it's a little bit too much,
yeah.
Especially for a new person, because that's a lot of time to try and do
it
all
is.
These exercises.
Yeah.
So I'd say probably 30 to 45 minutes would be the perfect amount. Probably 2 to 3 times a week, depending on your fitness level.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And just to clarify, because I know this is a big misconception, mm-hmm. just because you're working with weights mm-hmm. and working with a personal trainer, women say, I don't want to bulk up. That's not why
that's
I'm doing this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about that and what the difference is.
That will absolutely not happen to you, I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you are lifting even 5 days a week, like your muscles are going to be getting stronger, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be getting huge, you know?
Right.
There's plenty of people that work out at the gym for years that are trying to get huge and they just can't, because it's all about nutrition as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big, big part of it. So if you're eating a ton of food and you've got a caloric surplus, that's where you're going to build that muscle and start to get a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're trying to keep yourself, I don't know, more moderate with your calories, but you're trying to lift 5-6 days a week or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you're just going to be toning and you're going to be trying to make yourself stronger and more functional. And that's the more important thing. You shouldn't be thinking about necessarily size, but function. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
And longevity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So you brought up nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So you have nutritionists on staff there.
Yep.
So do you always suggest, if someone walks in the door and says, I need to get in shape,
mm-hmm.
are you always going to line them up and pair them with a nutritionist as well, so that you know they're not, if they're going home and eating takeout every night,
mm-hmm.
and meanwhile in the gym every week, you're trying to work on building strength and
mm-hmm.
muscles and getting them back in shape.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a problem there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys pair those always, or mm-hmm. is it just a suggestion?
It's most of the time it's a suggestion because we don't want to come off as pushy.
Sure.
Like you're already paying quite a bit for personal training or the training classes or whatever you're doing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we don't want to say, hey, go do this as well.
Yeah.
We'll recommend it if we feel like it's necessary. If they're saying, I'm not seeing the progress I want to see. It's been months. Nothing's really changing. Then we'll start looking at the nutrition as well.
Yeah.
Because clearly the classes or the training, like you're doing everything right, but you need to get that part too, because that's a massive part of it.
Yeah.
Like the lifting is only 45 minutes or an hour of your day.
Right.
The other 23 hours of your day is going to be the nutrition. And that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
So the nice thing is we offer that 30-minute free consult. Mm. So at the very least, you could go in for free and just talk to a dietitian for 30 minutes. And there's no charge to you. We're not going to continue charging you or anything like that.
Yeah.
You can just talk and you're going to learn a whole lot. I started working with one of our dietitians recently, and the first 30 minutes that I had with her, I was like, I learned more about food than I ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Completely changed the way I think about it.
Yeah.
And so even if people would just utilize that, that would be a huge benefit to them. Yeah.
Right. I think that should be a life requirement.
Yes.
And I say that, I'm going to give a plug to Cassie. Mm-hmm. Cassie Demick was on the podcast here a few weeks back and talking all about nutrition. And you can't be with her for an hour and not feel like you've learned
oh my gosh.
So much.
She's a wealth of knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a phenomenal dietitian and an amazing boss too. She's incredible.
Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So talking about AYB, tell us about all the services that they offer there.
Okay. So there's quite a few. So we have that full dietitian staff as well.
Yes.
So all the nutrition packages that we have, all the way up to like a full meal prep, all the way down to just like tracking your meals. And you can always meet with a dietitian for anything that you need in any of that capacity. I just learned the other day, I didn't even know we offered this, but they'll do like grocery planning for you.
Wow.
So you can just tell them like, write my grocery list for me and they'll make that for you. I didn't even know we offered
that. That's awesome.
That's really
cool.
Yeah. That's really
and then as far as the training side goes, like I said already, we have the 30, 45, and hour long sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you whether you want to do that 2-3 times, even just one time a week, you can do that as well. And then we have our performance classes and our strength classes. And the performance classes and strength are both 45 minutes long. Performance is more like just a cardio session. You're going to come in and sweat for 45 minutes. And the setup is always different every single day you come in. That's Monday through Saturday. And then our strength classes are just Monday through Friday. And that's an actual 5-day a week program built to make you stronger over the course of 12 weeks.
Okay.
So we go through like 4 different phases as we're going through that entire cycle.
Okay.
So that's pretty much all of our packages that we have.
Gotcha.
And I think Cassie does some stuff too. Like she does running coaching and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one that she's certified in.
Yeah.
She has like 4 or 5 of these. So
Cassie,
But we offer a whole bunch of stuff, and whether you need nutrition or you need the exercise, we can cover all of it.
Yeah.
We also have a physical therapist on staff.
Okay.
And we have a chiropractor who
awesome.
Basically rents out the room at AYB. He's not necessarily affiliated with it, but he rents that room from Cassie, and we offer that as well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Kind of an all-in-one.
Yeah.
Gym.
Yeah.
Kind of what makes us unique. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So let's take this back to just very basics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 50 pounds overweight. I know I need to get some, I need to do stuff for my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a video from the Today Show the other day, and it gave a statistic. Walking just 11 minutes every day can reduce the risk of developing heart disease by 17%. That was a study done in 2023. So you just need to move, right?
Yeah.
What are your best tips for someone who just has been sedentary, who needs to, knows and understands they need to start doing something, but maybe they don't feel comfortable making that leap to straight to personal training or classes or whatever?
So there's 2 points to this that I hope everyone will take away from this whole podcast that I always try and harp on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And consistency. Those are the biggest ones. That's a trainer's favorite word, by the way, is that consistency. We all say it. So, but that's the biggest thing. So you want to try and keep it simple. Whenever you first start, if you're starting off completely sedentary, you don't have to do anything crazy. Like all the social media influencers, like Instagram and Facebook, they'll make you believe you got to do these crazy exercises and that's what fitness is.
Right.
That is not true at all.
Yeah.
As long as you're leading a healthy lifestyle and you're trying to make those changes and you're staying on top of it every week, whether you're doing it one day a week or 3 days or 4 days, whatever you're doing, doing something is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you take that 11 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever it is, you can go walk your dog for 15 minutes.
For sure.
Yes.
Just walk a lap around the neighborhood listening to your music or whatever, or a podcast or whatever you want to do. Just doing some kind of movement to start out is at least going to give you that seed and like plant it in your mind, like, okay, I'm going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, what do they say? Is it 21 days forms a habit or something like that?
Exactly.
So if you do that for 21 days and you force yourself to do it every single day, it's going to become habitual and you're going to want to do it all the time. And then you can slowly build from there, start doing a little bit more eventually until maybe you can go to a gym and you feel comfortable doing something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's also, along with that thought process of you got to start somewhere, start going out and walking for 11 minutes a day. There's all kinds of things we can buy for at home workout, semi-workout. What are things that you see people or you recommend people get in their at-home gym? And I don't have an at-home gym, but I have free weights and I have bands and, you know.
And you have an at-home gym.
Okay. Well, who knew?
So I would say, so I was actually a virtual trainer for a little bit before I worked at AYB. I was a personal trainer for a different company. And so they did virtual training via either cell phones, if you could do Skype on that, or if you had a laptop, you'd do it through that. And the biggest thing that helped the most for people at home was having dumbbells and having bands of some kind. Everything else was kind of helpful, but those two things are the biggest things that you have the most variety you can do with.
True.
If I was ever working with somebody and all they had was like an ab roller, I'm like, okay, we're going to have to get really creative because that's not a lot of equipment. So, and I'd always recommend to them at least buy some, you know, 8 pound dumbbells or 10 pounds or wherever you're comfortable with. And now they have those ones where you can kind of adjust the weight by just twisting the handle. Those are really nice. They kind of skyrocketed in price after COVID and everything because everybody was reselling them and everything like that. But if you can afford to get some that are just easy to interchange on the weight, that would be a phenomenal thing to get at home because that gives you so much variety in weight as you slowly build up through that process. But I would say free weights for sure. As far as like which ones, just dumbbells would be great to start with. Eventually you could build to doing barbell stuff, but you don't necessarily have to build to that right away. That's going to be a long-term thing. But just getting a set of 8 pounds, 10 pounds, 12 pounds, maybe up to 15 is a great starting place because that gives you so much room for, you know, different things that you can do. And then bands would be phenomenal as well. Just a small set of like easy, medium, and difficult bands that you can start working on exercises with that as well. And there are so many YouTube videos online to help you with a beginner workout. So that's a very good thing to utilize because it's completely free.
One of the things that they also mentioned on this, in this, that I was listening to from the Today Show was making sure you get your heart rate up. And do you, is there a recommended time frame that you should stay in? And there's all kinds of workouts, right? Circuit training, all kinds of different things you can do. Again, if I'm a beginner, what do you suggest in terms of getting your heart rate up? How long should I be in that zone? That kind of thing.
So there are different heart rate zones, and there's a whole chart online that you can look at for male versus female, different age groups and stuff like that. I don't have it all memorized, but I always utilize that. I look it up and I see what people can be at on stuff like that. And I try and keep them anywhere between those different heart rate zones if that's what we're going for. So it's not always all about the heart rate, but if you're trying to drop the pounds, that's what's going to get your heart rate up and you're going to try and burn those calories a little bit faster. So that's the kind of the idea there. So as far as like the different zones, I wouldn't necessarily be super concerned about that. I would just be concerned, especially just starting out, just getting your heart rate up at all is going to be good because you're still doing better than just being completely sedentary. And just that movement is going to help you just move better throughout your life and feel better. So the first thing I would do is try and like set a timer for yourself and just do a certain amount of time of an exercise. So a minute or two or whatever it is. And I'm going to do what's called heart rate cycling. It's kind of like HIIT training. So high intensity interval training, which sounds scary, but it's pretty straightforward. You don't have to go crazy all out pace. You just try and elevate your heart rate, bring it back down a little bit. Elevate, bring it back down. And you want to work anywhere between, and it depends again on your gender and on your age and everything like that. But if you're working between, say 120 beats per minute, and that's kind of like your standard, and then you go all the way up to 140 or 150, and then you bring it back down to that 120. And you do that for about 15 to 20 minutes. That is an amazing workout that's going to burn a lot of calories. And so that's what you want to try and do at first. That's what I would recommend.
And those can be basic jumping jacks, the things we learned in elementary school, jump rope, all, any of those things 100%. That you can do without any equipment.
Which is great. And again, YouTube is a phenomenal place. If you type in HIIT workout on there, you're going to find hundreds of videos of people doing stuff. Some of them are going to be really intense. So you might want to start a little bit lower or lower those interval times. But that's a really good way to start. There's one specific HIIT style training that I really like called Tabata. And all that means is 20 seconds of work, 10 seconds of rest. And you do it for 8 rounds. So if you do that for 3 or 4 different exercises, you do push-ups for 20 on, 10 off for 8 rounds. Then you go to squats for 20 on, 10 off. That's a really good way to get a good workout in. And you only do like 4 or 5 of those and you're going to be completely gassed, which is great. It takes almost no time at all.
That's
really nice.
That's a really great tip. I love that. I think we forget about how we learned all those things in elementary school, like the squats mm-hmm. and jumping jacks and all of that, and how quickly it gets your heart rate up and you're out of breath.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we tend to not, you know, not want to do those things that get our heart rate up mm-hmm. because we might get winded.
Right.
Or it's uncomfortable. I might get tired.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's where that consistency and the discipline comes from.
Yes.
So the discipline is trying to push yourself to do something even though you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And some days you have that motivation, right? There's a difference mm-hmm. between motivation and discipline. So some days I'm really motivated and I'm like, I'm going to go to the mm-hmm. gym and I'm going to kick butt today, you know?
Yeah.
Some days I'm like, I'm not motivated at all. I need to rely on that discipline and just do it anyways,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. and push myself and get out of that comfort zone. I never grew doing something I'm comfortable
exactly.
doing.
Right.
So you always want to get yourself uncomfortable, and that's where you're going to grow and see those results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So strength training and cardio.
Mm-hmm.
What's important about both, and why do we need both?
Mm-hmm. So they are both very important, and they can kind of tie into each other a little bit. So if you're doing a strength training class, for example, or you're just doing your own routine or whatever it is, if you do 3 sets of 12 of like a barbell back squat, your heart rate's going to be up doing that as well. That's kind of cardio at the same time.
Sure.
It might not get as high as doing like the Tabata style training, like I was saying,
right.
but it's also going to get your heart rate up. So any of that's really good about the cardio. But also the difference between the two would be the strength training is a lot more about strengthening the muscles mm-hmm. and trying to increase your longevity as far as like movement and making sure you can move throughout your entire life. So it's about yes. functional mm-hmm. strength and functional movement. That's the biggest things we try and harp on as trainers. So it doesn't have to be crazy bulk. You're getting huge. You
right.
know? It's not about that. It's about mm-hmm. trying to strengthen your joints, strengthen your muscles, working on your balance, and all those things kind of tie together hand mm-hmm. in hand, especially mm-hmm. as you start to get older. So if you start to get into your 50s and your 60s, it is so incredibly important to introduce that strength training mm-hmm. if you're not already, because mm-hmm. you're going to lead a much healthier life. There's a lot of people that come in that are already limping and they're only 50 or 60 years old and they've got all these issues in their knees and their mm-hmm. elbows. And we say, okay, what have you been doing? And sometimes they're like, I haven't really worked out in 20 years. And you're like, man, you got to start on this now because
yeah.
you want to start building those healthy habits and mm-hmm. slowly increasing mm-hmm. your muscle size and your depth or your longevity in your joints, because
yeah.
that's the biggest thing. And then the cardio is really important, again, because it burns the most amount of calories in the least amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So if your goal is to just burn the fat off as much as you can, the calorie burn is where it's at. And that's where the cardio is going to come in. And it's also very, very good for your heart.
Yes.
And that's mm-hmm. a really big thing.
Yeah.
So making sure you're keeping that heart health, because like you were saying, even that 11 minutes a day just walking mm-hmm. decreases, what, 17% is what
yes.
it said?
Mm-hmm.
Just 11 minutes. That's huge.
Yes.
It takes no time at all. And you're decreasing your chance to have all of those issues,
mm-hmm.
all that
mm-hmm.
heart disease and everything that's so rampant
yeah.
right now.
And absolutely.
So just taking the time to do both of those is very important. And if you're looking for some kind of split to do, so you're not doing cardio 6 days a week and you're not doing strength
right.
6 days a week, doing a healthy blend is where you want to be.
Okay.
So I would say probably 3 to 4 days of strength training, and then probably similar 2 to 3 days of the cardio training.
Okay.
And that doesn't have to be day on, day off, day on, day off.
Right.
You can kind of blend the two if you want to. Like I said, the strength training is going to naturally get your heart rate up. And
mm-hmm.
you can just add some jumping jacks to your workout.
Yeah.
Or add like squats to your workout, just
mm-hmm.
like quick squats or something like that.
Yeah.
Anything like that to get the heart rate up. Blending it with the strength training is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, we'll make excuses for anything, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I think we make it difficult, more difficult than it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, another excuse is I just don't have the time.
Yep.
And so I really want to underscore that
mm-hmm.
just take your 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The setting a timer, I think, is a great thing. So
yes.
you're not constantly, you know, looking at the clock or whatever.
Right.
Just,
yes.
just get into your routine, whatever mm-hmm. that happens to be, and start at that 15 minutes and,
yep.
and, it'll make such a big difference.
Yeah. That's what running is like for me. So whenever I'm running, I'm like, I'm just thinking, how much further do I have left to go?
Yes.
But that's how
yeah.
I know running's yeah. not my favorite exercise.
Yeah.
I get
yeah.
into my flow when I'm weightlifting and suddenly 45 minutes have gone by and I'm like, oh, I'm already done.
Yeah.
Like that was
right.
amazing. And so just knowing what you like and what you enjoy mm-hmm. is also very important.
It's true. It's a yeah. great point to, I mean, with anything, right? You need to, if you don't enjoy it, you won't continue it.
Right.
So
exactly.
pick something
mm-hmm.
that you do enjoy, whether
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, a class or working one-on-one or,
yeah.
or just, you know, having a workout.
That's a big thing right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, exactly.
Pickleball's huge right
yeah.
now.
just
yeah.
something that gets you
moving.
That's
a great way to burn some calories
yeah.
and actually
yeah.
go have fun too. If you have
exactly.
a group of friends that want to go do that, that's
yeah.
accountability right there. You're going with other people.
You're right.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what helped me at first. When I first started the weightlifting, like I said, I was really intimidated. I wouldn't have gone by myself. Mm-hmm. But having that friend there to text me and say, hey, are we going today? That was immediately my motivation to be like, I'm going to go today. Yeah. And like I said, that 21 days forms a habit, right? Yep. Once you do it for 21 days, you're going to be like, I'm in. Like, I'm totally addicted to it now.
Yeah.
And it's so addicting. Good. Yeah.
It is.
Yep. And there's much worse
things to be
addicted
to. Because it's a high, right? It's the best thing. It's a dopamine hit.
Yep.
It's that high that you feel. Mm-hmm. You feel so good once you've done it. So it's just a matter of doing it.
Every one of our clients that comes in for those early morning classes, which can be tough because they're at 5:15 and 6:15. Yes. It's like, it's hard to get up that early.
Yes.
I taught those two this morning, and it's just like when your alarm goes off, you're like, oh no, I don't want to get up right now. But as soon as they're done and they go on about their day, they always tell us, like, I have so much more energy through the day. Mm-hmm. Even though you're starting that much earlier. Now, you're going to crash probably around 6 or 7 o'clock.
You're right.
But that's perfect because that's getting around bedtime. You're going to eat dinner and you're going to go to bed. And that's perfect. Right. But that first initial wake up is hard. But once you do it, you're going to be so much better off throughout the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Right.
Certainly does.
Yeah.
Well, we want to make sure we're promoting what AYB is going to offer here, and that is a free 45-minute training session.
Yes, yeah. So that will be not necessarily with me, but it'll be with one of our trainers based on availability. But however you guys want to give that away to one of your listeners, we are definitely going to offer that up. So I would 100% take advantage of that. That's an amazing, amazing steal. So 45 minutes can teach you a lot, just like that 30-minute consult I was talking about. Like, you'll learn so much in 45 minutes, and we'll go over whatever you want to work on. So
that's awesome. We appreciate you guys offering
that. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Is there anything that we haven't hit on that you feel like is important for our listeners to know? Any last minute tips you want to throw at them? Or
I guess I'll just reiterate on the two points I made earlier. So if you are just starting out and you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, keep it simple and focus on the consistency. Do it for a week straight or 2 weeks or whatever it is. Make yourself do it. Get out of that comfort zone and you're going to grow so much. And it's going to help you so much with that longevity and trying to make a habit out of it. So trying to form that habit is the best thing you can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. That's my big takeaway.
Yeah. Good. So in the words of Nike, just do it.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been a this was great. Thank you so much. It went by in a flash. You guys are really good at this. So,
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. Well, thank you for listening again. And thanks to Gershman Mortgage, to Jordan and Kate for helping us out. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Authentic podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting app.